racism in a public school textbook?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book, One Blood, The Biblical Answer to Racism. Well, Ken, surely textbooks today would avoid anything that even hints of racism. What school publication is this?
Well, regardless of how evolutionists try to hide it today, Darwinian evolution inherently is a racist philosophy. Now, it's certainly politically incorrect to agree with this today, but there's much documentation to show that while Darwinian evolution is not the cause of racism, it certainly has fueled it, and in a big way. A good example of this connection between evolution and racism is seen in a school textbook that was at the center of the Scopes trial in 1925. You know, most of the public is unaware of how racist this textbook was. Here's an exact quote. Quote, "At the present time there exist upon earth five races of man. The Ethiopian or Negro type originating in Africa, the Malay or brown race, the American Indian, the Mongolian or yellow race, and finally, the highest type of all, the Caucasians represented by the civilized white inhabitants of Europe and America." How's that for a racist statement? It's something most people aren't told about regarding the trial. Only biblical history, which teaches that all humans belong to one race, will solve the problem of racism.
You can help fight racism by reading and then passing on Ken Ham's free booklet, Where Did the Racists Come From? You can find it on our website, answersradio.com.